This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Presidents Trump, Clinton, and other public officials are wishing a speedy recovery for former President Biden. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
First word of a possible issue came last week when Biden's office said a nodule was found in his prostate. Now his aides say the 82-year-old former president was diagnosed Friday with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. It has spread to the bone. Biden's office says the cancer appears to be hormone-sensitive, which, according to the statement, would allow for effective management. Biden and his family are said to be reviewing treatment options with his doctors.
After House Republicans advanced the Republican mega bill out of the Budget Committee Sunday night, the House Freedom Caucus Board of Conservative Republicans says it's still not satisfied with cost-cutting. The strike of engineers against the nation's third-largest commuter rail system, New Jersey Transit, is over with a tentative deal. Trains resume moving Tuesday. 28 tornado deaths this weekend. This is ABC News. Apparently, by their comments Sunday in Rome, where they met, the U.S. Vice President, the Italian Prime Minister, and European Union Commissioner may have tried to get along better. VP J.D. Vance.
I've said repeatedly that I think, you know, Europe is an important ally of the United States. The individual countries within Europe are important allies of the United States. But, of course, we have some disagreements, as friends sometimes do, on issues like trade.
EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen.
Everybody knows that the devil is in the detail, but what unites us is that at the end we want together to have a good deal for both sides.
The FDA has approved the first blood test to help diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Neurologist Dr. Lee Kroll of Maimonides Health says the test will be for those over the age of 55 already showing symptoms.
The test looks for two proteins in the blood that are linked to the brain changes we see in Alzheimer's, and it's over 90% accurate, so very, very good.
Alzheimer's update, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your Trevor McGill, on the 1 to 10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11, 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 40s, and breezy out of the north. For Monday, breezy out of the east, gusts to 30 miles per hour. We'll have a high near 60 degrees with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon and evening. Showers and storms are likely Monday night.
It's 51 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Pat's still on vacation, but he returns soon, we promise. But for now, we have the return of Bach and the Doc. Dr. Kristen Lyerly sits in the big chair, and we go over all the news from the weekend. Join us.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide across the world on the Civic Media app. It's the Todd Albaugh Show for a Friday, TGIF, May 16th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Overcast skies right now in downtown Madison, the world headquarters, along with Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. How about Bryn and Mike Schieffer, Zommers?
That was
fantastic,
great.
Fantastic folks. I mean,
yes, fantastic people, fantastic business owners. Like you said, literally doing the Lord's work. Doing probably the most important job there is, taking care of kids. Right. And just we hear the same or very similar heartbreaking stories so many times across our state and the country, but especially here.
It's a statewide issue, and I don't care whether you have kids or not. Even if you're somebody like me that doesn't have kids, child care is going to affect us one way or the other, whether it's in terms of hiring someone, not hiring someone, having places that are under or no staff at all. Child care is a necessity. And if you weren't with us in the first hour, you can always go back and listen to us at civicmedia.us. Go to our show page and you can hear the podcast form of it. It was really a great conversation with Bryn and Mike Schieffer of Cameron, Wisconsin, child care providers up there at First Lutheran Child Care in beautiful Barron County. I wanted to, before we move on, because I thought this was really, really important, we were talking about the costs up there. And after we got off the air, they said, Bryn and Mike said, one of the Republicans, a tax on us, basically knocks on us, is that we're not charging enough, that we, you know, it's an unsustainable model because we're not charging enough compared to, as I said before, a friend that pays a lot more in the Milwaukee area. But Corrine Hendrickson, who was on the show earlier this week, she on Facebook is watching and says it's important to note that rural counties cannot charge as much as we don't have the family income to sustain it, but we still have the costs. It varies widely. Supporting familiestogether.org has a state map. So supportingfamiliestogether.org. So be aware of that. Oh, people calling in on my cell phone though, instead of the over-the-air phone. I should turn that down. If you want to call in, talk a little bit more about this, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. But Corrine brings up a great point. Coming from a rural county myself in southwest Wisconsin and knowing people there that do child care, if they charge the same prices that, say, someone in Milwaukee County is charging, they wouldn't have any clients. Or they go out of business because folks in that part of the state, other parts of the state, just can't afford. Their wages aren't commensurate with the prices of childcare in the Milwaukee area, for the most part. So there is a bit of regionality to childcare, depending upon what incomes are where in different parts of the state. So really appreciate Kareen watching and calling in about that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Lori listening on WMDX here in Middleton. Lori, thanks for calling. What do you want to add?
I was just telling your producer that I'm just so impressed with just the staff and the guests and what have you that are on Civic Media. Just they're just good souls. I don't hear the vitriol and the hate that I hear on other right-wing stations. I mean, it's like truly about goodness and kindness and helping. And it's just a breath of fresh air. That's all I can say. And I so appreciate you all.
Well, you made my day, Lori. Thank you for your listenership. Thanks for calling in. That means so much to me because, look, I'm not always right, but we pursue the truth, and I want to do it in a meaningful way. It doesn't mean that I might not have opinions or other people, but I want to do it thoughtfully and not in a mean way, and I hope to get information, right? That's the thing we're really trying to get out,
yep,
is honest, truthful, accurate information to lift us all up and do it a little bit of fun along the way and realize that we're all in this together. So Lori, really appreciate you. Have a great weekend. All right. Thank you so very much.
You also, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Well, how about that, Zomers? I mean, those are we love that. And thank you very much for calling in and voicing that support. Before we go any further, let me remind you, we are smack dab in the middle of Free Ticket Friday. That's right. We have 4 Milwaukee Brewers club level seats up for grabs. Now, it's important to remember, you cannot exchange the tickets we're giving away today for a different day. So you have to be able to go this coming Wednesday, May 21st, against the Baltimore Orioles, 12:10. First pitch, 12:10. All right, so make sure you go in the afternoon. But then we have 4 tickets up for grabs. We're going to give them away at the end of today. To enter, text the word season, S-E-A-S-O-N, season. Text it right now to the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your app store and type in Civic Media. It takes less than a minute. It's free. Open it up. First 11 stations are the ones that we're on. Click on that. Then click on the word text and text the word season, S-E-A-S-O-N, right now. And at the end of the day, we will draw for those 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Coming up a little bit later, going to talk about a serious story. I know some people think it's funny. I'll explain why I don't think it's funny. But Kristi Noem, remember her? Hair extensions, former governor of North Dakota, likes to make... She plays cosplay. That's costume play. She plays police officer because she goes out on these quote-unquote raids, and she wears the regalia, acting like she's a police officer, and many actual police officers or military people are always calling her out online on Twitter, saying, you don't know how to wear a flak jacket. You don't know how to aim a rifle. She's a cosplayer. She's a fake. All right. When it comes to law enforcement type of stuff, but she does it for, and I'm not trying to be, I guess I am being derogatory, but I mean, it's like glamour shots for cops, basically, when it comes to how she presents herself online. It's all about the clicks.
You know, I think calling her a cosplayer is an offense to cosplayers because they they represent things that they love and do a lot of research into making it right. And clearly she has not done that.
And of course, she was the former governor of North Dakota that shot her puppy dog because it wouldn't stop barking. And now she's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Well, she has a new she's working with remember Duck Dynasty? Great moments in TV history. I say that sarcastically. Duck Dynasty producers are working with Kristi Noem now, apparently, and they're considering a reality show where immigrants compete for citizenship. We'll explain. I kid you not. Also, I'll give you a quiz here in a bit on Wisconsin tourism. Tell you why the Trump actions in D.C. are going to have an effect on places like Wisconsin Dells and Door County and all those great tourist destinations. And Manu Raju, a University of Wisconsin-Madison grad, got his first big scoop here in Madison, all that and more. But right now it's 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again to play What's Worse. Let's go. Yes. The choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. Time once again for what's worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk stations in the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network, the second largest radio network in Wisconsin behind only our friends at Wisconsin Public Radio. No better opportunity to have your product sold than advertising with us at Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us to find out how. All right, timely indeed. I'm going to be on the road this weekend, Zomers, going up to Shawano. That's not how you say it. Shawano. I'm going to Shawano, just west of Green Bay. Going up to see Dad and Mary, my stepmom, hang out with them a little bit. And inevitably, when I go on the road, I misplace things, all right? And so today's category, what's worse, lost phone or lost keys? What's worse, a lost phone or lost keys? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, when you lose your phone or when you lose your keys? 855-752-4842. Also, give us a text on the old Civic Media app. Excuse me. I'm burping here. What's going on? All I have is water and coffee. You understand I'm not drinking any other adult beverages on the air.
Maybe. Did you earlier?
No, I didn't.
No, I know.
I'm not a day drinker for
this. I know. That's Pat's job. No, I'm kidding. I only say that because Todd has made the joke before.
Maybe next week, because we're gonna. So here's the deal. I'll let everybody in on a little secret. Kreitlow's on vacation, but he's gonna be back next week. So we're gonna do this show. We're on the road for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. On Wednesday of next week, we're gonna do the show from the town of Dunn, just outside the city of Oregon, here in Dane County. We're gonna be at Kopke's Greenhouse, one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media. In fact, I was just down there this morning, bought some plans to take up to Shawano, and we're going to be down there talking to Gordy Kopke, and his son-in-law, Josh, who helps now run the place. Great place, local greenhouse, talking about their big event for the Badger Honor Flight. They do this every Memorial Day weekend where you come out, they got live music and they got concessions, and then they have an auction for one of these beautiful planters. And these things are worth about $80 to $100 if you go out and buy them. But they're going to auction out, all the proceeds go to Badger Honor Flights to get our veterans out to Washington, D.C. to be honored. So it's a great fundraiser. We're going to be down in Kopke's Greenhouse on Wednesday of next week talking about that. Going to have a lot of fun. And then on Thursday and Friday of next week, we're going up to Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley, and do the show from up there. And if the weather holds, there is a chance we will do the show from Pat Kreitlow's pontoon boat next Friday.
Fingers and toes crossed.
As my friend and former broadcast partner Kevin O'Connor is fond of saying, great potential for disaster. It could go either way. So we'll see. It could be the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, but we hope not. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Brookfield, Wisconsin. Listening on WAUK, Jim in Brookfield. Jim, lost keys or lost phone? What's worse?
Well, speaking from someone who's lost both, probably more than once, I would have to say the keys are worse, because if you do lose the phone, at least you can drive the car to where you think you might have lost it. You can also have somebody call that phone. But if you lose those keys, you are locked out of your car. You're not going anywhere. Or if it's the home key, heaven forbid, you're not getting into that house. So I would have to say lost keys are worse.
I appreciate it. Jim, before you go, where's the weirdest place you ever found your keys?
At the trailhead at Lampen Peak State Park, at the ski trailhead. It was in the middle of winter. I was about to ski a race out there, and I noticed, oh, my God, I lost my keys because I was in such a hurry to pull my skis out of the car. Fortunately, some young youth skier, the kids race, said, "Mister, are these yours?" and pulled them up out of a snowbank, and there were my keys.
Wow. That's good. So, I mean, I'm going to wait till we're up against the clock and do a break. I'll come back and I'll share with everybody the time I lost my keys and almost my mind, and I'll tell you where I ultimately found them.
Your mind? Your marbles?
No. Well, I still haven't found those. But yeah, I've lost my keys. It drives you crazy, right? And I reminded of the old George Carlin bit, you know. Well, he said one time, my mom said, well, you know, I lost the dog. And she went to say, well, it didn't just get up and walk away. Well, it just got up and walked away. Come on back. It's the Todd Allbowles Show for a Friday. Right in the middle of what's worse, lost phone or lost keys. 855-752-4842. Give us a call. More after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
The Maggie Don Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Don Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomers cut that off very, very quickly. 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. What do you dial up there, Zomers?
Party Up by DMX. Just because, you know, it talks about losing your mind. And,
oh, well,
you know,
yeah. People that know me well know that I often lose my mind. We're talking about losing things. What's worse, lost phone or lost keys? Weigh in, 855-752-4842, 855-752.
Something has happened. It appears that Todd is no longer audible.
Really?
Are you serious? Now we can. Nope. What? Briefly, your microphone stopped working. Never mind. We're good.
Lots of things have stopped working with Todd.
We lost the connection momentarily, is what I think happened.
My sister listening up in beautiful Eau Claire, after getting out of school here, she's a teacher. She says the song in every teacher's head at the end of May.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here.
What's worse, lost phones or lost keys? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. All right. So before the break, I once lost my car keys, my truck keys. I drive a Dodge Ram. And this has been several years ago now. And I came I'd come home, I'd run some errands, I'd gone grocery shopping, And then I was going to go out later in the evening and I could not find my keys. And I'm like, where on earth? And I tore everything up. I went through like dirty clothes piles, even though I hadn't changed my clothes. You know, you look in the stupidest places. Like, did I throw them in the trash can? I went down to my truck. The truck was locked. I looked inside. Did I leave them? No, I couldn't have left them inside because I needed it to get into my apartment. So they had to be in the apartment. Well, to bring the story to the close, I finally found them. I opened up the freezer and I had put the keys because I put like whatever, Eggos or ice cream or something in the freezer I bought. And I must have had them in my hand and just in a rush, I put the keys in the freezer. And that was several years ago. And I thought, good gosh, do I need to go get myself checked? But you panic, right?
Do when weird things when you're in a rush. Yeah. Also,
how about you, Zombers?
Ellen in Cedarburg called in. I don't know if I accidentally hung up on her or what, but we seem to have lost Ellen in Cedarburg. If you want to call back in, we'll definitely take your call. Otherwise, I'll share what she said with me if we don't hear from her.
Call in Ellen. And Cedarburg has a great cheese factory as well, by the way. Cedarburg cheese. Give us a call back, Ellen. We will not hang up on you this time. All right, Zombers. What's worse, lost phone or lost keys?
I think... I don't know. I think I am going to have to go with lost phone being worse. If it's dead, if you don't have an easy way to find it, because if you lose your keys, you can call somebody else to pick you up or whatever.
True.
But at the same time, I know that you can also have someone call your lost phone if it's not dead. I don't know. It's a tough one because either can help you get the other.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I'm going to go, though, with one of our earlier callers. I think if I lose my phone, especially now with the newer iPhone I got here this year, I upgraded. And so it has to find my phone and all that. So I feel like I have panicked when I misplaced my phone. But if I lose my keys, I can't, especially if I'm out somewhere, I can't get into my truck. I can't get into my apartment. You know, I don't know. I feel more helpless, I think, when I lose my keys. A couple more calls here. 855-752-4842. Here we go. Ellen in Cedarburg calling back. Ellen, I'm sorry we hung up on you earlier, but thanks for calling back. Lost phone or lost keys? What's worse?
Well, they're both awful, and they happen to me all the time. I would say lost keys because with a phone, as my daughter taught me, somebody else can call the phone. And if your phone is on, then you'll find it.
Yeah.
That's
good, great point.
Dull answer, but that's...
No, that's a very practical and good answer. So I appreciate that. By the way, what's your favorite Cedarburg cheese?
Oh, my gosh. It would have to be Parmesan.
Really? All right, that's interesting. I've never tried that before, but I'll give it a try. You have great cheese up there in Cedarburg. All right, thank you, Ellen. Have a great weekend. Yeah.
Thank you
so very much. Yep, appreciate you. One more here. Tony on watching on YouTube says keys are worse when you lose them. You could drive to work without your phone. Great point, Tony. Absolutely.
I think I may be convinced.
That wraps up another edition of What's Worse here for today. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new edition of that. I want to mention this quickly here before we get out of here at the end, have a news update. We'll come back with this more serious story on Christy Noem. But Manu Raju, great reporter at CNN, was back in Wisconsin at a WisPolitics luncheon this week, and he's a Badger. I did not know this. He graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he broke a legendary story in 1999 before he ascended to CNN as an anchor and the network's chief congressional correspondent. Now, I'll kind of summarize this quickly, but back on November 13th, 1999, at the Wisconsin versus Iowa football game at Camp Randall, Ron Dayne broke the NCAA's all-time rushing yards record. And that was the big story. But as it turns out, he did the Heisman at the 50-yard line. They let him run all the way to the 100 yards down the field, and the crowd was going crazy. And nobody knows who it was because it was pre-iPhone. They didn't show it on TV. I'm not talking about Ron Dayne, by the way. I'm talking about a guy who was a streaker who ran out on the field butt naked. But Raju knew. And he interviewed Tim Condon for the Badger Herald, identifying the streaker, and that was his first big story. Raju said, and then he became a true campus legend. People were having house parties for him, raising money to pay off his fines he'd gotten. He was the news.
Wow.
So you never know what your big break is going to be. For Manu Raju, it was the Camp Randall streaker. Back with more serious news after this. It's the All Balls Show for a Friday. You're listening to Civic Media all across the great state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd All Balls Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Presidents Trump, Clinton, and other public officials are wishing a speedy recovery for former President Biden. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
First word of a possible issue came last week when Biden's office said a nodule was found in his prostate. Now his aides say the 82-year-old former president was diagnosed Friday with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. It has spread to the bone. Biden's office says the cancer appears to be hormone-sensitive, which, according to the statement, would allow for effective management. Biden and his family are said to be reviewing treatment options with his doctors.
After House Republicans advanced the Republican mega bill out of the Budget Committee Sunday night, the House Freedom Caucus Board of Conservative Republicans says it's still not satisfied with cost-cutting. The strike of engineers against the nation's third-largest commuter rail system, New Jersey Transit, is over with a tentative deal. Trains resume moving Tuesday. 28 tornado deaths this weekend. This is ABC News.
The Brewers host Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Orioles at AmFam Field tonight for the first of three games. Milwaukee with a 5-2 win over the Twins after losing four of their last five games. I asked Brewers pitcher Trevor Megill, on the 1-10, how badly did they need that win yesterday?
Probably out of 11, 11 out of 10. We really needed that. The energy today and everything just looked and felt great from the first pitch.
Racing, 26-year-old Robert Schwartzman of Israel, becoming the first rookie to win the pole position at Indy since 1983.
I don't know what even to say. The car felt amazing. Coming here for my first oval race, I would never even expect myself to be in this position. It's unbelievable, honestly. Big thanks to everybody. Big thanks to the fans who came here, who were cheering for me. Big thanks to y'all.
Schwartzman clocked at 232.7 miles per hour. The Indy 500 coming up on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Scarlett Johansson says after her breakout role in 2003's Lost in Translation, she enjoyed success, but it came with the baggage of being offered acting roles that objectified her. The actress told Vanity Fair that she felt she was being exploited and had to have a talk with her representatives about what kind of roles she wanted. She also said her co-star in the film, Bill Murray, was in a strange place during the filming, saying that he was dealing with stuff. Love when people allude to things but don't give you the full tea. She did say she thinks Murray is in a much better place now as life has humbled him. If you haven't seen Sofia Coppola's Lost in Translation, it's a great movie and Johansson is excellent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the low 40s, and breezy out of the north. For Monday, breezy out of the east, gusts to 30 miles per hour. We'll have a high near 60 degrees with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon and evening. Showers and storms are likely Monday night.
It's 48 at our studios.
The Maggie Don Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Don Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect with people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Benga Ajilore, a former advisor with the USDA, talking about the threats to rural hospitals posed by the Republican budget reconciliation.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Aaron Zommer's on the board. Going to get to this story on Kristi Noem in a minute. But first, some breaking news and also some special weather statements I want to pass along to you. We talked about this at the top of the show, that after the thunderstorms and tornadic activity that rolled through the state yesterday, there was a chance for kind of more pop-up garden variety showers and thunderstorms and a possibility of severe weather this afternoon. And now that is happening, and we want to bring you up to speed on this. I want to start, first of all, for our listeners on WISS in Oshkosh, WGBW in Green Bay, and Zommers, this is for your old hometown area, the Manitowoc area. There is now a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4 p.m. for Manitowoc County. At 3:32, a severe thunderstorm was located near Manitowoc, moving northeast at 45 miles per hour. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail have been associated with this storm. So if you're in the Manitowoc area and Two Rivers area, certainly get to shelter and be inside at this time. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Manitowoc County until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Then moving closer for our WMDX listeners in the Madison area, there is now a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:15 this afternoon for southeastern Iowa County and western Dane County. And looking at the radar there, there is a severe thunderstorm right now, basically right on 18-151 between Dodgeville and Mount Horeb. And that storm, like the Manitowoc storm, is moving north-northeast right now. And so towns in the path of this storm, certainly in the Mount Horeb area, Barneveld right now, parts of Verona, Middleton, Wanakee, and the city of Madison will be right kind of on the edge of that storm. So be aware that that thunderstorm warning lasts until 4:15 this afternoon. Those are the only official severe thunderstorm warnings right now in effect across the state of Wisconsin. They have a special weather, and well, they actually just upgraded it from a weather advisory now to another severe thunderstorm warning. This one in effect until 4:15 this afternoon for Waukesha County. So our listeners on WAUK in the Waukesha County area, this is for you, Waukesha County. Also southeastern Jefferson County, so parts of MDX listening area there. So again, that one lasts until 4:15 this afternoon. Zooming in our radar right now, we can see that the storm is just right around the Palmyra area, and that is moving east-northeast right now. So areas in that path of that storm are Rome, Eagle, Ottawa, North Prairie, Douseman, Summit, and then Waukesha area, Pewaukee area, Heartland, and eventually Brookfield. So be aware of that. That's a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4:15 this afternoon. So if you're in the Waukesha area, certainly in the Jefferson County area, also in parts of eastern Iowa County and western Dane County, including ultimately the city of Madison, and then Manitowoc County, also all under a severe thunderstorm warning at this time. Also for listeners on WGBW in just north of there, our good friend Pete Schwabe in the Marinette area, just kind of west of Marinette. There is also a severe, not, they don't qualify as severe, but they're calling it a strong thunderstorm right now for Marinette, Menominee, Oconto area. And that storm is moving through there. It's strong, but not severe at this time. So hopefully not as destructive as yesterday's storms, but wanted to bring you that. There is a cluster of stronger to severe weather moving from, say, Reedsburg, Wisconsin, and southwest Wisconsin down to the Illinois line, and all of that is headed to the east northeast right now. So be aware of that. We'll continue to update you as we go through the afternoon. Also, breaking news over the wires at this time. Many thanks to Zomers for giving me the heads up on this. The U.S. Supreme Court this afternoon has blocked President Donald Trump from moving forward with deportations under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act for a group of immigrants in northern Texas, siding with Venezuelans who feared they were poised for imminent removal under the sweeping wartime authority. The decision is a significant loss for Trump, who wants to use the law to speed up deportations and to avoid the kind of review normally required before removing people from the country. But the decision is also temporary and underlines legal fights over the president's invocation of the invocation has continued simultaneously in multiple federal courts across the country. No doubt Maggie Dawn will have updates on this, being the attorney that she is on her show. But again, the breaking news at this hour, according to the wires, the U.S. Supreme Court blocking President Trump from moving forward with deportations for now under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act this afternoon. So lots of news going on, as it always seems to, on a Friday, but we'll keep you up to date on the weather and on the news as we move throughout the afternoon. Also, don't forget, we're running out of time now on today's free ticket giveaway, at least for our portion of it. Up for grabs today, a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewer tickets for next Wednesday's game. This is for May 21st against Baltimore at 12:10 in the afternoon. So if you're able to go to that game next Wednesday afternoon, May 21st, text us on the Civic Media app right now. Click on one of the first 11 stations, click text, and then text the word season, singular, S-E-A-S-O-N, season, S-E-A-S-O-N, text us right now, and you'll be eligible for the giveaway at the end of the day for Milwaukee Brewers tickets in the club level for next Wednesday. Maggie will have a word of the day on her show as well following our show. But speaking of the Brewers, trying to continue, they got a win here last time around. Last time they were out on the field on Wednesday. Tonight they take on the Minnesota Twins at AmFam Field. That game gets underway across many of our stations on the Civic Media Radio Network over the air at 6:35 with a pregame show. Don't forget, you have to listen over terrestrial radio, as we cannot stream it on the Civic Media app. 42 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Wanted to bring this to you because, and I get it, some people are going to say, well, that's kind of funny. I guess I don't, I just don't find anything funny about it. And I was listening to a friend's show earlier today, and she said this, and I thought it was really well said. I'm paraphrasing. If you've never known an undocumented person, this is going to hit different than if you do. I have lots of people in my life. People in my family are Latinos, Latinas. I know people who are here who are documented, and I've known people in my life who have been undocumented. And I've walked at least with them. Obviously, I never walked in those shoes, but I've walked beside them. And so this story to me is just pathetic. It's sick. And I think it is disqualifying to have someone like Kristi Noem as the Homeland Security. This comes to us from the Wall Street Journal. You can find it other places as well. The Department of Homeland Security is considering a reality show where immigrants compete for citizenship. The Department of Homeland Security is considering being part of a television show in which immigrants would compete for potential U.S. citizenship. An idea the producer pitched as far back as the Obama administration. Department spokesperson Trisha McLaughlin said she had spoken to the producer of the proposed television reality show and the consideration of the idea was ongoing. It is, quote, in the very beginning stages of that vetting process, unquote, she said. Adding, quote, each proposal undergoes a thorough vetting process prior to denial or approval, unquote. The pitch for the proposed citizenship competition show comes from the mind of Rob Warsoff, a producer and writer whose credits include the Duck Dynasty reality show. Warsoff, who emigrated from Canada, by the way, told the Wall Street Journal that the show is meant to be hopeful and a celebration of what it means to be an American citizen. These are his words. Warsoff, quote, "This isn't the Hunger Games for immigrants," he said. "Immigrants already in the system would compete in various contests, including potentially an American history and science," Warsoff stressed, "and that losing contestants would not face deportation." Quote, "This is not, hey, if you lose, we're shipping you out on a boat to another country," unquote. Warsoff's outreach to Department of Homeland Security was earlier reported by the Daily Mail. Now, apparently, I'm going to paraphrase the next part. I don't want to say the phrase in the business. It makes me sound like I'm some big insider. I'm not. But it's commonplace, put it that way. It's commonplace in this industry. If you are pitching something, you have something called a deck or a slide deck. It's basically a fancy way of saying a PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah.
So the Wall Street Journal got a hold of a 36-page slide deck where he outlines this reality show, all right? And in one challenge in this deck, the pitch, in San Francisco, for example, immigrants would compete in a gold rush competition where they're sent into a mine to retrieve the most gold. In another episode, contestants would be divided into teams and placed on an auto assembly line in Detroit to reassemble the chassis of a Model T. The slide deck envisions the show beginning with the contestants sailing to Ellis Island, where they're greeted by the show's host, a famous naturalized American. Says as examples, the producers suggest actors Sofia Vergara, of course she made her name on Desperate Housewives, Ryan Reynolds, other people. The contestants would then travel across the country on train. After each episode, one seat on the train would be eliminated. What do you think of this? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
I have some thoughts. Can you imagine if this were people waiting on kidney transplants and then they made them compete to see which one of you is going to get a kidney? The other ones will probably die, but which one of you is going to get a kidney? Like, that would be disgusting. How is this any different?
I can't think of much more than be demeaning to someone I know people who are here documented, undocumented. I know people who have gone through the process legally. And here's what people don't get. Unless you've gone through it, unless you know people have gone through it, I assisted people going through it when I worked at the congressional office and handled immigration issues. It can take years. Everybody says, we'll do it the right way. It can take years. And even when you come here under one status that's legal, you apply for a renewal of that. And because both Republicans and Democrats don't fund the immigration services enough, it takes years for this stuff to get approved. And while they're waiting, they become undocumented. And now to say, well, if you want to go on TV and, you know, it is the Hunger Games. Give me a break. Just like the movie, The Hunger Games. It's putting humans out there and say, I mean, it's like the, you know, Roman Colosseum. Are you not entertained? And they're using human beings. And don't give me this crap about, well, you know, if we wouldn't send them back. People are being arrested right now in courthouses in Wisconsin who are coming there hat in hand to immigrate here the quote-unquote right way, the legal way, and they're being arrested and they're being deported. This crap is sick. Take your phone calls after this. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on lacrosseeagle.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC and CBS News, weather update for you. Mike Clemens on the sports desk. Brewers, by the way, play tonight at 6:35 against the Minnesota Twins at AmFam Field. We'll have that for you on Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and Hayward over the air only. So be ready for that. Then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. And our friend Pete Schwabe from 6 until 8. My guess is Maggie will be breaking down big story of the day. The Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court this afternoon, blocking President Donald Trump from moving forward with deportations under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act. For a group of immigrants from northern Texas, the Supreme Court sided with Venezuelans who feared they were poised for imminent removal under the sweeping wartime authority. Other big news in the afternoon, weather, want to update you on that. A severe thunderstorm warning continues for our listeners on WISS in Oshkosh and WGBW in Green Bay for Manitowoc County. Severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon for Manitowoc County. That storm now has moved north of Manitowoc proper, according to radar, now in the Two Rivers area. So be aware of that. That severe thunderstorm warning continues. The other severe thunderstorm warning that we had for you in the Dane County area has the first one that we had is now canceled because the storm moved a little north of where it was originally headed. But there is a new severe thunderstorm warning right now that remains in effect until 4:15 this afternoon, particularly for northwestern Dane County. So the worst of the storm is not going to head towards Madison proper. But if we zoom in right now, that severe storm is right over the top of Black Earth and Mazamani and headed in the Prairie du Sac direction, and then also going to affect kind of the northern side of Middleton and Wanakee. By the way, Zomer is the only Wanakee in the world. Did you know that?
I did.
Wanakee is in the path of that storm. So if you're in the town of Springfield, if you're in Wanakee, if you're in Westport, if you're on the north side of Lake Mendota, you're going to want to be prepared in the Middleton area, a severe thunderstorm warning for you until 4:15 this afternoon. 60-mile-per-hour winds and penny-sized hail associated with that storm. We'll continue to watch these throughout the afternoon. Right now, I want to finish up on this story. We're talking about Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem with the, I'll call it a sick idea, working with producers of the former show Duck Dynasty to create a reality show where immigrants to the United States will be put on TV in competitions to win an expedited, basically golden ticket to U.S. citizenship. 855-752-4842. Let's go up to beautiful Eau Claire on WCFW, The Tap. Gene in Eau Claire, thanks for calling, Gene. What say you?
Oh, thank you so much for bringing up this issue. It is putrid and vile and grossly insane. These people have no place in the great United States of America. They need to be walked out and taken right over for mental health. Thank you for bringing this up. I was sickened when I saw it. I thought these people don't take our country serious, and in fact, they don't care about our country. And I hope people pay attention to this because this is not the people of our country. Thank you, Todd. Thank you so much. For people need to pay attention. These people are not normal, and watch them when they're in their meetings. Pay attention to these people because they don't care about our country, and they're taking it down the gutter. Thank you so much, Todd. You guys have a great weekend, and thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gene. You have a great weekend up there, beautiful Eau Claire as well. When I first saw it, my first reaction was this can't be real. Somebody misquoted this.
Same here.
And so like I dug down and found a couple of sources, and then they confirmed it. And then DHS confirmed it and said, no.
Yeah, that initial disbelief was quickly replaced by a gut-wrenching disgust.
Yeah. Again, we were at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last summer, and I saw all the signs that said mass deportations now. And it had a real effect on me. I think that part of the convention more than anything else, because it's just so mean spirited. And it's just so, in my opinion, anti-American. I've had the honor and privilege of going to New York City and going to Ellis Island and visiting the Statue of Liberty. I've had the distinct honor and pleasure. It probably ranks right up there along with helping military folks as the greatest honor I've had when I worked on immigration issues for former Congressman Klug, that when you would help someone work through the paperwork and oftentimes cut through the red tape of doing it the right way, quote unquote, that people would invite you then to their swearing in ceremonies, to their naturalization services. And I can see, almost, not quite, as I look out the window here, downtown Madison, the federal courthouse. And I've gone there and witnessed people being sworn in as U.S. citizens. A friend of mine who immigrated here from El Salvador, who had a very long and difficult process to get to a legal status and then to get a green card and then to be naturalized. And I went to his naturalization ceremony. It was at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And there were thousands of people there. And to see them all take the oath of naturalization and the U.S. flags and what that moment meant is extraordinary. And the people that want to come here and participate, we're people like me are the fortunate ones, right? We were born here. We're naturally Americans. The people who are naturalized, they believe in the American dream probably more than those of us who are born here because they had to work for it. And that should be rewarded. And it should never be taken lightly and certainly never be made fun of. Thanks for a great show today, everybody. Thanks to Bryn and Mike Schieffer from beautiful Barron County. Thanks to Zomers. Thanks to Luke Mathers for helping to set up the show today. And all of you for listening, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you Monday.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Biden's office says he's diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that spread to the bone. Emergency medicine physician Dr. Stephanie Widmer.
Prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer, even if it cannot be cured. And a lot of people, even elderly people, can live with it for a long period of time.
After House Republicans advanced the Republican mega bill out of budget committee Sunday night, the House Freedom Caucus Board of Conservative Republicans says it is still not satisfied with cost cutting. South Carolina Republican Congressman Ralph Norman.
Had some great changes. We got a lot more to work to do. We're excited about what we did. We wanted to move the bill forward, and it went like I thought.
The strike of train engineers that started Friday against New Jersey Transit is over with a tentative deal. Train service resumes Tuesday. Israel says it will allow a limited amount of humanitarian aid into Gaza. This is ABC News.